Good morning. Today's Daf and Yevamos is Vav. We're on Hamad Beis, and today we're only going to try to discover one question, answer one question. The frustration in today's Daf is that we're not going to finish concluding answering that one simple question, although it's not a simple question. Okay, and this takes us all the way back to the beginning of the circuit. The circuit started on Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, the Gemara introduced us to this idea of Yibum, actually introduced this to us in the beginning of the Masechta, and on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, so we had a drasha. Meaning to say that we know that outside of Eish Esach, which is obviously Mitzvah Sebekach, I'm using Tosfos' language, so outside of that scenario, which is the basic scenario, the base standard scenario of Yevamos, where your brother's wife now is being presented to you for the Mitzvah of Yibam, so you do the Mitzvah of Yibam, but once you introduce an Erva, meaning if that woman, in addition to being Eish Esach, is any other Erva in the Torah, so then you can't do it. You cannot do the Mitzvah of Yibam, and the Mitzvah of Yibam simply dissolves. It goes away. Why? Because now we're looking at a very serious lav. We're looking at a lav sheish bo kares. Okay, so what the Gemara wants to know is how do we know that? Meaning, how do we know that how it goes away? So you could have just simply said, well, it's a very serious lav, meaning it's not just a regular lav. It's a really serious lav, and therefore an essay can override a regular lav. But an essay can override this kind of very serious lav, a lav sheish bo kares. But that's not true. Now, how do I know it's not true? So I go all the way back to Gimel Amud Beis and the Braisa, which occupies most of Gimel Amud Beis, right, starts towards the top and heads all the way almost to the bottom. So the Braisa basically says we have a drasha, meaning that without the drasha, the default position would have been is that the mitzvah's essay of Yibam should override the los essay, even a los essay sheish bo kares. Now, again, in the case of Yevamos, it's not going to play out because we have a drasha. But that means to say that the default position is that it will play out. That Esse is going to be Docha Lo Sase, even a Lav Sheish Bo Kares. Okay, so the question we're asking now is very simple. Mehechi Tesi. How do I know that? How do I know that an Esse is so strong and so powerful that it's able to override a Lo Sase, even a Lo Sase Sheish Bo Kares? That's the question that we're going to try to answer today. I'm telling you right now that we're not going to successfully answer the question over the course of today's daf. Today's daf will be a lot of trial and trial and error. Okay, what have we been doing since Gimel Amud Beis? So we've first attacked the more basic question, which is, how do I know that Esse Docha Lo Sase? Meaning, even before we get to the super Lo Sases, Lo Sase Sheish Bo Kares, just a regular essay. How do I know that a mitzvah's essay is going to override a Lo Sase? So that was our preoccupation on Daf Dalet and Daf Hey. When both of those daf and the Gemara looked and seeked and wanted to find sources, and did find sources for the general rule, the baseline rule of an essay being docha lo sase. Good. Then in Hamad Beis, otherwise known as yesterday's daf, so what the Gemara then did is it turned its attention now to an essay being docha lo sase sheish bokaris. Now we're on our topic of discussion. How do I know? Now it happens to be that at the end of yesterday's daf, what do we look at? We looked at three mitzvos where there was clear indication, not indication, conclusion, that in these three mitzvahs, so the essay is going to be docha, a lo sase sheish bo kares. Example number one, Mila. Right? Mila is a mitzvah's essay, and it's going to override Shabbos. Shabbos is a lav sheish bo kares. That's one. Number two is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach, if the 14th day of Nisan falls on a Shabbos, so what are we going to do? We're going to override Shabbos. The Karban Pesach is a mitzvah's essay. Shabbos is a lo sase sheish bo kares. It's going to override it. And finally, the Karban Tumid. Karban Tumid, the daily offering, which obviously comes up on Shabbos. It's every day, including Shabbos. So the Karban Tumid is overriding Shabbos. And once again, we have a essay being docha, a lo sase sheish bo kares. So we have not one, but three different examples in terms of seeing an essay being overriding a lo sase sheish bo kares. That's great, right? So it is great. But none of them could provide us being the source. Why? Because they're all special and unique. And so yesterday we went through this. We're not going to go through it again right now. How each one of them is special and unique. So that can't be the source. So if that can't be the source, what is the source? Again, I asked the question as if we're going to answer it today. We're not going to answer it today. I'm just telling you right at the front end what's happening in today's daf. Today we're going to look at a number of case scenarios, but none of them are going to really end up becoming the source. So we are picking it up right where we left off yesterday. Ella Itzrich. So the Gemara says it's necessary. Now again, what's necessary? Aleha. That's the drasha that we had all the way going all the way back to Gimel Amud Beis that teaches us that I need the word aleha. Without the word aleha, essay is going to override the lo sase sheyesh bo kares. and therefore I need a laha. So it's necessary. Why is it necessary? Because consider the following now. Let's say there's a mitzvah essay of honoring your parents. So Rachmanis, the person's put in a real dilemma, a real pickle, where his instructions are from his father is that I want you to honor me. It happens to be that what he's asking, what he's demanding of you, is going to involve Chilul Shabbos. So now, what do you do? So the Torah actually is very clear. So Ishimo v'aviv tirao. So in the same pasuk of Yiras aviv v'imo, so it also says that Shabbos Sai Tishmaru, which means Kulchem Chayav Mechvodi. So there, if there's ever a toss up, if there's ever a conflict between Kibbutz Avim and Shabbos, so Shabbos is going to take precedence over Kibbutz Avim. Now, what is that telling me? Meaning that the Torah has to give me clear instruction that we're going to have to go with Shabbos over that of Kibbutz Avim. Meaning, without that, what would we have thought? What would we have thought is, look, I have a positive commandment of Kibbutz Avim. I have the negative prohibition. So what do we normally say? We say Kibbutz Avim is going to be doch. Lo sase sheish, and even this lo sase. Lo sase sheish bokaris. Ah. So this now is going to be serving as our basis. Now, I'm recognizing right now that all this can get a little bit confusing because what's the conclusion? You can't override Shabbos. You see, but that's not the point, meaning although that is correct, the conclusion is absolutely correct, but the point is that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that, which means that what's the default setting? The default setting is that it could override. That, and I understand that's subtle. And I understand that that's a little bit tricky, but that's the Gemara's point.
Don't you have an asin, though, before Kibbutz Avim, which is Shabbos, Zechor, Yom Shabbos, Kodesh?
Okay, but in other words, both of them exist. You can't say which one came.
One's earlier, one's a prior.
Doesn't matter which one came earlier. In other words, they both exist in the Torah, and so therefore it's a standoff. And what do we do with the standoff? So that's exactly the point. So in this particular case, we're going to go with Shabbos because the Torah says so. Otherwise, we would have gone with an essay. So my love, the Amalei Shchotli Bashali V'Tami Dekasa Rechmanes Shabbos Tzayt Tishmaru Halav Hachi Dachi. So the Gemara says now in the Brice it wasn't clear what the instructions were. The instructions were just simply honor me, but presumably what the instructions were is I'm hungry and I want you to cook for me, and that obviously would require Chilul Shabbos, and then it would prove our point that the essay would be Dochelos Sase Afilu Sheish Bokares. And now again in this particular scenario the Torah says no, don't go with the default setting. In other words, over here, side with Shabbos. But generally speaking, we would have said the essay is dochelos, essay sheish bokaris. So the Gemara deflects, as the Gemara does. In other words, if the proof is not absolute, and there's a way to deflect, so the Gemara is going to do that. Because that's simply how Gemara works. And the Gemara says, lav de mechamer. Now, we're not talking about where the request was that you have to cook for me, but rather the request was do the act of mechamer. Okay, we discussed this briefly back in Masechta Shabbos, and the lav of mechamer is basically where you're leading an animal. Rashi, lav de mechamer achabehem shu belav de lo sase kamalacha atau vehemtecha. Making your animal do a malacha on Shabbos is a violation of Shabbos. However, it's not you doing the malacha; it's you instructing your animal to do a malacha, which is a lav. It's just a simple negative prohibition. Rashi writes of a high lav leka kares. Now it happens to be that over here, you're violating Shabbos, but it doesn't come with it kares. Okay. And again, this is subject to a debate, and Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, and we're going to assume like the position that one who instructs animals to do a malacha, so is not going to be in violation of an Issur Kares. It's Chil Shabbos, but without the Issur Kares. So that's what we're describing right now. So what the Gemara is deflecting and trying to challenge is that the Braisa is not talking about Bishol, but the Braisa is talking about something that has only a lav. That's Mechamer. So the Gemara says, now what do you mean? So over here, it's not going to be Docha. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. What comes out over here is that in the Braisa scenario, we reduced it from a lav Sheish Bokaris to a standard lav. And what we're saying over here is, wait 1 second. We've reduced it to regular lav, and what's the conclusion? The conclusion now is that the essay is not going to be overriding the lo sase. Well, hold on a second. Didn't we just spend the last 2 days concluding that an essay should be overriding a regular lo sase? V'chitem ashani lav v'deshabes techamirei. So the Gemara says, now what are you going to tell me? you're going to tell me that, well, I know it's a regular lav, but it's not a regular lav. It's a, we're going to have a brand new category right now, a regular lav, but connected to Shabbos. And a regular lav connected to Shabbos, even though it doesn't have kares, meaning it's not bishul, it's not one of the malachas, but because it's a lav registered and associated with Shabbos, so therefore, maybe it exists on a higher plane. So, the Gemara says, but wait 1 second. Here, let me show you other examples. The Tanya Valenta Nebraisa. Yachol Amarlo Aviv Hitame. Oshamalo Al Tachzir. Yachol Yishamalo. Let's say the instructions that come from mom or dad is to violate a standard Isser in the Torah. Right? So, let's say the sons of Cohen and the instructions of the father are, hey, go into that cemetery. Or let's say fathers of the instructions are, I know you just found a lost item, but don't return it. So he's asking you to violate standard lavim in the Torah. So I might have thought that, look, it's a standard lav, but these are in the instructions that are given to me by my parents. Fulfillment of those instructions would be a mitzvah essay of kibud av v'aim. So the mitzvah essay should override the lav. So tamalamer ishima vaivivti rav eshab sosai tushmaru kuchem chayam mechvodi. And what do we do? We cite the pasuk. The pasuk that we cited earlier, the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, which is that basically that if given the choice of either fulfilling the mitzvah kibbutz ha'im or the violating not just Shabbos, right now here's what we're saying, any lav in the Torah, so what you're going to do is that you are going to subscribe to the Torah and not fulfill the mitzvah of kibbutz ha'im. So, what comes out over here is the following. So we are now looking at any given Aveira. We're not just limited to Shabbos over here. So even the distinction we made between Chilul Shabbos on a Malacha standpoint versus Mechamer, which is only a Lav of Shabbos, we're beyond that now. We're at the point where we're looking at any given Lav, and yet what is the conclusion? That you're going to have to subscribe to any given Lav over that of Kibbutz Av V'Aim. So now the Gemara is basically saying, wait 1 second, hold. Didn't we just simply say that over the courses of Daf Dal and Daf Hey, that if it's a basic essay versus a simple lav, so the essay is going to override the lav, and what's going on over here? So, So the Gemara says, okay, so what we're going to say over here is the following, and that is that this case is notably going to be different. Now, this line of Gemara over here is not easy. And what I'm going to do right now in order to just streamline it and make it straightforward is I'm going to present this all according to Rashi. Again, there are a number of ways to present this Gemara over here, and it's a really involved discussion. I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to present it like Rashi. And we're going to say like this. I'm saying over Rashi. I'm just going to do it outside. We are going to go back to our basic assumption that we're talking about Chilul Shabbos, meaning we're going to go back to Bisholi, where the instructions of dad were, or mom were, look, I'm hungry, I know it's Shabbos, but cook for me. And now we said that under those circumstances, what are we going to say? So you have a mitzvah sase competing against a lo sase, and not just a lo sase sheish bo kares. And what do we learn over there? That under those circumstances, we have a drasha to tell us that you cannot do it, meaning you cannot violate Shabbos, which means that sans the drasha, remove the drasha out of the equation, and what we're coming to teach me is that the sase should override the lo sase. Again, I know that part's confusing, but the idea over here is that only because of the drasha, in this case, it's not going to work, but meaning to say that the default, the standard setting is going to be that without the drasha, it should override even a lo sase sheish bo kares. And what the Gemara now is saying and objecting to is the following. Even though that's true, it's not going to inform us about yibum. Why not? Because there's a basic difference. The difference is as follows. And again, everything I'm saying right now is Rashi. I'm just simply saying it outside. You see, when it comes to the mitzvah of kibbutz av v'aim, where the instructions are, I need you to cook for me. So, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of kibbutz av v'aim? There's only one way to do so right now, because the instructions are very clear. By overriding Shabbos. By violating Shabbos. If the instructions are cook for me, so the only way now that I could fulfill the mitzvah's essay is by overriding the Shabbos. So over there, where, and that's how Rashi understands over here the words hafshar mitzvah. Now, understandably, that's not normally how we interpret the words Hechsher Mitzvah, but again, you have to look at the context, and Rashi is looking at the context over here. That is the context over here. So the only way that I could fulfill the mitzvah is by violating the Isser, so now obviously there is more of an argument to make over here that you should be able to do so. Now, again, I'm going to repeat only because it's important just to fully absorb this idea. In this particular circumstance, you're not going to, but that's because we have a pasuk. But the default setting without this particular scenario, the default setting, the general setting is going to be, is that the essay is going to override the los assay, afilu sheyesh bo kares. Now, but over here, I understand, because there's no other way to do it. Masha Enkein, in the case of Yibum, is there another way out? 100%. Rashi says there's another way out. Because in the case of Yibum, you don't have to do Yibum. You know what you could do? It's called Chalitza. And, very interesting Rashi over here, they are on par with one another. Meaning, you do Yibum, you do Chalitza, you're effectively doing the same mitzvah. Now, I know that's a really difficult argument to make. You're not doing the same mitzvah. Meaning, isn't Yibum much, much more preferred? Doesn't the Torah want you to do Yibum over that of Chalitza? Okay. I understand this part is a little bit tricky, but this is what Rashi is saying. So, right. So there is a way to go ahead and to do the mitzvah without having to violate the Torah. In other words, you could do the mitzvah, because included in the mitzvah is either Yibum or Chalitza, and circumvent the lav, if in fact you elect to do not Yibum, but rather Chalitza. That's why over there, even though I know in general, Esei docha lo sasei sheish bo kares, but in the case of Yibum, here's what I would have thought, that over there, it's not as connected, and therefore I need another drasha over there in the case of Yibum. Okay, now I'm admitting at this point in time, that part of the Gemara was a little bit tricky, and if you want, go back, play it again, and keep playing it again until you get it. So the Gemara says as follows. So the Gemara says, okay, so what are we looking for? So once again, what we're looking for now is a case study in which I'm going to be looking at an essay. I'm going to be looking at a los assay, but not just any los assay, los assay sheish bokares. And we're going to see, where is the source that teaches me that the essay is going to be overriding the los assay sheish bokares? That's, again, we keep reverting back to the same question and again today. And here we go with another attempt. And that is, let's take a look at the following. Okay, we have an opportunity to build the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, unbelievable. And it happens to be that it also happens to be Shabbos. So, what do I do? In other words, right, this is a once in a life, forget once in a lifetime. once in a millennia, double millennia, whatever. It's a really exciting opportunity, but it's also Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. So here we are now, Friday afternoon, working on the Beis HaMikdash, and do we have to take off now for Shabbos? The answer, of course, is yes, you do. Why? Because we have a drasha. Ah, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah sesei. The Shmir Shabbos, it's a lav sheish bokares. And what are we learning over here? My lav bebona v'sos v'tam t'chaz v'rachmana et shabbos osai tishmar lav ha'chidachi. So once again, what we're looking at over here is, what if the Torah had not given me the drasha? What would we have said had the Torah not given me the drasha? What we would have said is that the building of the Beis HaMikdash is going to override Shabbos. The essay is going to be docha the los assay sheish bo kares. Had there not been a drasha over here. So the Gemara says, lo, lav de mechamer, v'afil ach lo dachi. So the Gemara says, well, maybe not. Maybe we're talking over here just simply about instructing animals to do work. So the Gemara says, v'ela de kaimelan dasi esev docha los assay ligmer me'acha de lo dachi. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Well, that's funny. We're just talking about a regular lav, right? Again, go back to Daf Dal and Daf Hey, where we established that a regular essay is going to override a regular los assay. And over here now, what are you doing? You're changing the last two dapim. So v'chite mishani lav v'dishabes chamire. So the Gemara says once again, well, maybe this is, I know it's a regular law, but a regular law connected with Shabbos. Maybe that should be more strict. So the Gemara says v'atana ba'amakai v'lo kaparich detanya. So the Gemara says, well, what consider the following? And that is Yachol, Amarlo, Avivi, Tameosh, Amarlo, Al Tachzir, Yachol, Yishmalo, Tamalomer, Yishima, Aviv, Tirao, Kuchim, Chayim, Bechvodi. So the Gemara says, come on, we already know the Braisa that talks about, quote unquote, regular Lavin. And regular Lavin are not going to override a mitzvah sasei. So Elamishim de Ikla Mifrach. So the Gemara says, once again, so what are we going to say regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash? So Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that even over here, in terms of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, one can make the argument that it's Hechsher Mitzvah. Meaning, How do you fulfill the mitzvah's essay? There's only one way to do it, and that's building. And building is going to be a direct violation with Shabbos. So over there, it's Hechsher Mitzvah. So again, I'll say it one more time, because I know it's complicated, but I'll say it one more time. And I'm presenting it just like Rashi. I'm only doing Rashi this morning. And that is, by Hechsher Mitzvah, the idea is that in the case of Kibud Av V'Em, in the case of building the Beis HaMikdash, there is only one way in which you could do the mitzvah, and that's by violating the law. To listen to your parents when they tell you to cook on Shabbos, so the only way to fulfill the mitzvah is by violating Shabbos. Hechsher Mitzvah. The only way to build the Beis HaMikdash is by violating Shabbos. Hechsher Mitzvah. So over there, because the relationship between the two, the essay and the lov sa'aseh, is that I can only do one and violate the other. There's no alternative course. So over there, I have drushas. Drushas that tell me that that I can't do it. But in other words, but the default setting is that I could do it. But in the case of Yibum, since there's an alternative manner in which you don't have to violate the Isser in the Torah, i.e. you could do Chalitza, so in that circumstance over there, that doesn't match our template, and since it doesn't match our template, so therefore it demands its own drasha. That's the argument the Gemara now made, not once but twice on the Amud Aleph of today's daf. Correct. In other words, the assumption is that you have to do it.
Right.
Correct. So malanach shekein hechsher mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah teipuk lemehasam. So enachinami. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, well, if we're talking about hechsher mitzvah, well, you know that we already know about hechsher mitzvah. Meaning, what we have now just discovered is this concept of hechsher mitzvah, not once, but twice. But what bothers the Gemara now is that I don't need two drushas to teach me twice over the idea of Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah we already established by the Shabbos scenario in Kibud Av V'Em. And now I need Hechsher Mitzvah again by Shabbos and Binyan Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, you're right, Enechinami. So the Gemara now concedes the point and says, you're right. That second pasuk that we saw in today's daf is there to teach me a different point altogether. Notably, Lichedetanya. It's coming to teach me the following braisa. Yachol yisrari adam imikdash. So tamalomer shabbos asay tishmor v'smikdash yitira nemra shmir b'shabbos v'nemra mor b'mikdash. I might have thought that what should be the year should be from the mikdash itself. The building. In other words, I need to be afraid of the building. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. In fact, how do I know that? Based on the hekesh. In the same pasuk, we have Shmir Shabbos and we have Mor HaMikdash. Ma Shmir HaMor B'Shabbos. Now, when we talk about Shmir Shabbos, what are we talking about? Lo Mishabbos Atam Misyari Elam Mishemazir Ala Shabbos. Obviously, Shabbos as an entity, in other words, the year is not coming from Shabbos, but it's from the one who instructed us to keep the Shabbos. Af Mor HaMor B'Mikdash Lo Mimikdash Atam Misyari Elam Mishemazir Ala Mikdash. Same thing with Mor HaMikdash. Mor HaMikdash, don't be afraid of the building. Be afraid of the one who commanded us to make the building, to build the building. V'ezehi Mor HaMikdash. What examples of Mor HaMikdash? Meaning, good. So Shabbos not as an entity. And the Beis HaMikdash not as an entity. But in other words, our focus should be on the Yira, on the one who instructed us to keep Shabbos, and the one who instructed us to build the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, by the way, how does that manifest itself? So all this should sound familiar. We did this at the end of Brachos. Lo yikanas adam b'harabayis. So when you walk into the harabayis. So do not walk in b'makelo, b'manalo, b'bundaso. So do not walk in with your stick and with a shoe and with some sort of belt, money belt. Uva avak sha'al gabi raglav, or dirt on your feet. V'lo yasena kapanja. Don't make it into a shortcut. Or urikika mikava chomer. And certainly don't spit over there, and that is a logical argument. And even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there still has to be a Mor HaMikdash as well. Just like Shabbos is not confined by any time, so too the mitzvah of Mor HaMikdash is not going to be confined by any time. Okay. So what comes out now from the Gemara is the following. So we have endeavored to understand. It's one question. Why do I need In other words, it is going to violate a los ase. Afilu sheyesh bakaris. Where do I know that from? How do I know that from? In other words, we assume that that's of course true because going all the way back to Daf Gimel, so we had an opportunity where the ase is going to be docha the los ase, and we were talking about arayos, and we were almost prepared to pull the trigger, but the pasuk says the word alaha. But without the alaha, you can pull the trigger. The ase is docha los ase. How do I know that? So again, at the end of yesterday's daf, well, we had the mitzvah of milah, and we had the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and we had the mitzvah of Karban Tamid, and those are all examples of Esse being Docha Lo Sase, Shiyesh Bo Kares, and meanwhile, in all those cases, there are not going to be good case studies because they're all special and unique. Okay? And then we attempted today to look at the mitzvahs of Kibar Ava'im, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, where in those circumstances, in those cases, we do see that you are that an essay is docha los essay sheish bokaris. Now again, how do you see it? So seeing it is hard. It's a little occluded, but you see it. How do you see it? So let's do the mitzvah of kibbut ava'im. So in the case of the mitzvah of kibbut ava'im, so what do we say that you in theory would be able to cook for your father if he instructed you to cook on Shabbos, but the Torah goes out of its way and say no, you can't. But only because the Torah goes out of its way. Meaning in that particular scenario, the Torah says no. But under normal circumstances, normal. Meaning in another case, so you could, the essay could be Doch Lo Sasei Sheish Bokaris. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, but it's not similar to our case over here. And again, the way Rashi makes a distinction between the two cases, the case of Kibbut Ava'im versus Chol HaShabbos, that's a case where there's no other way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kibbut Ava'im. You must be doing it through Chol HaShabbos, Masha Ein Kein. That's not true when it comes to Yibum. Okay, so where does that land us right now? It still has us looking for a source. Where's the source? Where can we find a source that teaches us that an essay is going to be doche a lo sase afilu sheish bokaris? Ella. So that's what we're trying to do right now. We're on Vavam and Beis. Ella. About 10 lines from the top of the Amud. So we know in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. So the Torah says that you're not allowed to burn a fire b'chol moshvoseichem. So there are 39 malachas in total. We are all familiar. Seventh perek of Shabbos. And of the 39 malachas, how many of them are actually written in the Torah? And the answer is very few. One explicitly, that's what we're learning right now, lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem. There is a reference to Otsa in the Torah, a remez to Otsa in the Torah. That's it. You can make an argument of Kotzer being in the Torah. Anyway, not to get derailed. So here the Torah explicitly says that you're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem. Ma'atam alamar, ma'atam alamar, ila Rabbi Yossi lalav, ila Rabbi Nasan lachalek. So the Gemara says, now, what's the lesson over there? What do you mean, what's the lesson over there? Right? We've gone over this numerous times throughout Shas, and that is that either it's the Chalek or Lelav. Meaning, one of two possibilities. According to Rav Yossi, the Rav Yossi has a really interesting shita, and that is that for all the other malachas on Shabbos, it's a capital crime, if done intentionally. However, when it comes to making a fire, it's only a negative prohibition. That sheet is Rabbi Yossi. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem is to tell me that esh is different categorically than all the other 38 malachas. Or, alternatively, that's Rabbi Yossi. Alternatively, according to Rabbi Nasan, lechalek, meaning to say that every malacha is going to be divided, one from the other. Meaning that if you violate two malachas, that's two violations of Shabbos. Now, if you did it intentionally, don't matter. Because there's only so many times that Beis Din can take your life. So, but if you do it b'shogeg, now it's going to matter, because then you have to bring a chatzos for each time that you do it. There is a really interesting Rashi over here. I'm not gonna do the Rashi inside, but I encourage you. Look at the Rashi of Lechalek, where Rashi over there makes a really interesting comment. Okay, whatever. That's all I'll do for now in terms of that. But meanwhile, we know why the Torah says Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvoseichem. So D'tanya avar l'lav yatzasa div Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Nasan omer Lechalek. So fine. The Amar Rava Tana Moshavos Kakashile. So Rava says, no, you misunderstood the point over here. Moshavos, right? Your settlements. So Moshavos Matam Alam Remichti. Shabbos Chovas Agufi Vechovas Aguf. No, I guess Bein Baarts Bein Bechutz Arts. Moshavos Takasav Rachmana B'Shabbos Lamali. Here's the point. The point over here is that you know when you keep Shabbos within your settlements, Doesn't matter where you are. You could be living in, I don't know, Boca Raton, Florida. And you still have to keep Shabbos. Shabbos is a chofes aguf. Shabbos has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. It's not like, says Rashi, it's not like Truma, Meiser, any of the mitzvos atluyas ba'aretz. It is a function of just simply being on this earth. So what does the Torah say? Moshavos. Mishum, so, I'm sorry, Bishabbos Lamali. Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Tamad Echa, Lefish Namar. Oh, so the Gemara says, fine. So they said the following over the name of Rabbi Shmuel. And Vichiye, Bishchet, Mishpat, Maves, Vihumas. So in Parsha Shoftim, so what do you do if somebody's subject to capital punishment, meaning he violated a crime, he did so intentionally, he had witnesses, the witnesses get issued a warning, he accepted the warning, and we can go on and on. Meaning, you went through all the due process. And now, the person is subject to the death penalty. Fine. So, Shomei Ani Ben Bechol Ben B'Shabbos. So now, Beis Din has a mitzvah to execute. And I mean that with a double entendre. Meaning, right, to put him to death. So, Uma Ani Mekai Mechala Mos Yumas B'Shar Malachos. Chos Mimisas Beis Din. Now, I know that on Shabbos, so you're going to be stuck with a problem in that on Shabbos, so you can't execute because that would be a violation of Shabbos. Oh, but maybe there's a mitzvah essay for Beis Din to execute, and so maybe it's going to override the Shabbos. Oh, eno ala filo mitzvah Beis Din. Omane mekayim v'humas b'chol v'lo b'Shabbos. Oh, eno ala filo b'Shabbos. So we could just simply go bounce back and forth. On one hand, mitzvah Beis Din is a mitzvah. Maybe it's going to override the Shabbos. On the other hand, maybe Shabbos should take precedence. And as far as execution is concerned, so wait a day. So which one's gonna win out? So Tamalam Losivar Ish Bhomoshwa Sechem Ulhalan Omer Vahayu Ela Lachem Lukas Mishpat Ladoro Sechem Bhomoshwa Sechem. So here we have what is probably a Xerishava. Ma Moshavos Amurs Alan Bebezdin, Af Moshavos Amurs Kam Bebezdin, Verachman Vamarachman Losivaru. So via the Gzer Shava, now we link these two psukim. One pasuk talks about execution, the other pasuk is also talking about execution. But at the same time, the Torah is telling me, lo sivaru, that what you're not allowed to do is that you're not allowed to be mivar, you're not allowed to burn. So what just happened over here? It sounds like we have it. Meaning, Mises Beis Din is a mitzvah. Let's call it a positive commandment. Shabbos, obviously, is a lav sheish bo kares. Now, the two are in conflict with one another, meaning in the event that Beis Din has an opportunity, an unusual opportunity, to perform the mitzvah of Mises Beis Din, and it happens to land on Shabbos. Now, I know that there's a lot of roadblocks to get to that point, meaning Beis Din's not convening on Shabbos, they're not trying a person on Shabbos. I imagine what happened over here is that they convened on Friday, and they arrived at sentencing right at the onset of Shabbos. It's something along those lines. Meaning, but whatever, we're here. Here's where we're at. We're at the point now where Beis Din has a mitzvah to execute, and you also have Shabbos. And what are we learning? That it's only because of a drasha that they can't do so. Which means that what's the default setting? The default setting is that the essay is going to be docha the losa say afilu sheyesh bo kares. We have it, or at least we think we do. So my love, Rabbi Nasan, he da'amar l'chalak yatsasav, v'tayim v'tikas v'chman lo sevaru eish, halav hachi dachi. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. So what Mises Beis Din are we talking about over here? Well, we're talking about the Mises Beis Din of Sreifa. Now everyone here remember what Sreifa is? Sreifa is that we're gonna take lead, we're gonna boil it up, and then after boiling it up, we're gonna then pour it down his throat. Okay. Unpleasant. I understand. Execution, any form, any way where you talk about it is unpleasant. Okay, so it's unpleasant. So, but meanwhile, that's what it entails. And presumably we're talking about Sreifa because the pasuk is lo sivaru eish. So what, you're making a fire in order to cook the lead. So, and now, so making a fire, is that a lav sheish bo kares? Well, that's a machlokas. And we just saw it only moments earlier. According to Rabbi Nasan, it is an issa kares. So according to Rabbi Nasan, we have now proved our point. But the Gemara says, yeah, but don't forget about Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, I know it proves our point, but only according to Rabbi Nasan. So Yatza V'tayim, Adikaz Rechman Lo Sivar Eish, Halav Hachidach, Lo, Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, it cheats Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, making a fire is only a lav. And it's not a lav Sheish Bo Kares. And what happens now to our entire proof? It falls apart. The building crumbles. So the Gemara says, V'tavinami Rabbi Yossi. Amadam Rav Yossi Avar Lalav Yassa Avar Grey Dasa Avar De Basin Bishop Silahi. So to which the Gemara says, wait 1 second. I understand the fire, the making of the fire according to Rabbi Yossi is a lot. But, and if we're executing somebody and they're chayv sreifa, so what do we have to do? So we have to make a fire, but on top of that, we also have to boil the lead. Boiling the lead, that's bishul. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that making the fire is a regular lav that doesn't have curry connected to it. But then what do you do over the fire? You take the lead and you boil the lead. And Rav Shesha says, Mali Bishol Psila, Mali Bishol Simanim. Meaning cooking is cooking on Shabbos. When you're changing the status of something, the state of something, taking it from a solid, moving it to a liquid, like in this case over here, that's Bishol. So if that's Bishol, so what we have seemed to do is we have resuscitated our proof. Okay, and this is where we're going to pause over the course of this morning. Okay, so what comes out now in our Gemara is that at this point we seem to have, it's tenuous, but we seem to have a proof. Our question started yesterday and going into today is, Ese docha losa se shesh bokaris. Like, where do I know that that's correct? So again, Mila, Tamid, Karban Pesach, all examples but not good examples, because they're unprecedented cases. We want a case which is precedent, which shows us that an essay is going to be docha losa se. On the Amud Aleph of today's daf, Kibud Av Va'Eim versus Shabbos. Binyan Beis HaMikdash versus Shabbos. Yes, they're good cases that certainly will demonstrate Ese Docha Lo Sase, but they're not great cases. Why? Because those are cases of Hechsher Mitzvah. And again, the way Rashi presents it, there's no other way, there's no other avenue of doing the Mitzvah other than violating the Avera.
This is also Hechsher Mitzvah, to melt the...
I was thinking about that. So over here, what you could of course do is you could postpone it till Sunday. I understand it's not.
Then you're not violating the Shabbos.
Right. So another, exactly. In other words, there's an alternative.
Right.
Okay. Good.
So they are violating.
So that makes it more comparable to the case of Yibum.
Then you're violating
Shabbos to kill him. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Just one second. Let me just finish the review and then we'll pause. Okay. Good. So that's on the Amud Aleph of today. So those cases are not going to be good precedents. So then we turn to the Amud Beis of today's daf, and the Amud Beis says, okay, what about this? Mises Beis Din. So Mises Beis Din, where Beis Din has somebody who's subject to the death penalty, and specifically that of Sreifa, and we now learn via Drasha that if given that opportunity, so they can't put the person to death, but only because the Torah goes out of its way to say, Lo Sevar Ish B'chol Moshe Vaseichem. What's the Torah doing? It's obviously telling us that I know what the default is, and I'm telling you that in this case over here, don't follow the default. So it sounds like we now have a precedented case that teaches us that essays docha lo sase afilu sheish bo karis. That's where we seem to be landed on by the end of today's daf. Stay tuned because, as you can see, the discussion is not over.